Before he became the first black mayor of Columbia, South Carolina, he was my lawyer. And he helped me get my great-great uncles exonerated posthumously. And he is the first black mayor of Columbia, South Carolina, Stephen Benjamin. Hey. What up, Mayor?
Hey, all about the Benjamins.
Hi, the brothers. How you, Sybil? All's well here in Columbia, South Carolina. So glad to have y'all here. So glad to have
y'all. Yeah, man. Good to see you last night at the happy hour.
Blue.
Yeah. So I Googled your record here as the first black mayor, and you've done a heck of a job. Are you getting the same kind of respect or disrespect because you're black as our president has?
Oh, man, that's a great way to phrase it, man. There's been a lot of love down here. We've had a really good run. Folks have been very supportive of what we do. But, it's political life and public life in America. So you got to learn how to take the good with the bad. But we've been blessed with a good run, man.
How do you feel about them down here?
They love him.
They love him. Look at this record.
Like,
look at this record.
Yeah.
Unemployment down 40% since 2010. Over $1 billion in new downtown investment in less than 4 years. $1
billion. Yep.
Let's see. Broke ground last month on Spirit Communications Park. Affordable housing. Calling for $100 million in new affordable housing. This is his record.
But what have you done for us lately, man?
Raised minimum wage for city employees. Expanded the workforce training program. Yeah, man, you're doing a great job.
God only gives us a measure of time to do what we do.
I can't hear you.
God only gives us a measure of time to do what we do. I mean, you got 4 years to try and make some fundamental changes in people's lives, and I take it seriously. Got a great team working with me to try and make things happen. And the people of Columbia, I won a close election the first time. You all for your prayers and vote of confidence. But the second time,
By how many votes?
The first time, gosh, we won by several hundred votes. Second time, re-election, we won by 30 points. I mean, so folks, folks are buying into what we're doing. But the goal is, people just really have to continue to remain encouraged and know that, this is America. We got some real challenges, but this is still the land of milk and honey. And if you're willing to work hard, give people a chance to do some things, that people can still do great things. And it's my job as a public official to try and create that environment where people can live up to their God-given potential. So that's what we're doing.
Where do you go from here, Your Honor?
Yeah, where do you go from here?
Hey, we'll see. We'll see. I think the best thing you can do is be a great steward with the things you have. So I'm gonna continue.
Because this is your last term, right?
No. This is the home of Strom Thurmond and Fritz Hollins and Joe Riley, man. We don't have term limits in South Carolina, okay? now, I'm not gonna be here for 40, 50 years, but I want to take care of what God's giving me right now.
You're doing a good job.
And it would be nice to hear Governor Benjamin as opposed to, or maybe Governor Benjamin and former Governor Haley.
How about you keep Steve Benjamin and his family in your prayers? We take it from there.
Oh, he's political.
All right, man.
All right. Thank y'all so much, all right?
Congratulations.
You coming to lunch today?
I'm going to try to make it through there as soon as our committee meeting's over, okay?
All right. All right.
All right.